Today on Introductions, our guests are the members of the Marafiki String Quartet, a group of friends who came together last year at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. This hour, we'll hear them in music by Ravel, Smetana, and in some newer music by Philip Glass and composer Stacy Garup. That's all coming up after this short break. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, our guest is the Marafiki String Quartet, made up of four graduating seniors of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy program for gifted pre-college classical musicians. They are comprised of 18-year-old homeschooled violinist Lydia Umlauf of Rensselaer, Indiana, 17-year-old violinist Ryan Murphy of Maine South High School, 18-year-old violist Matthew Lippman of Crete Mani High School, and 18-year-old cellist Sonia Mantel of Carl Sandburg High School. They're coached by Desiree Rustrat and Matthias Taka. Welcome to WFMT, and I first welcome to the microphone one of the violinists of the group, Ryan Murphy. So Ryan, tell us how you came up with the name Marafiki.
Actually, Sonia came up with it. We were trying to come up with a name, and we went through a lot of possibilities, and then Sonia came to rehearsal, and she had found the Swahili word for friends.
Oh, yeah? Using Google Translate or something?
Yeah. And so that was Marafiki, and we thought, oh, that's perfect.
So why did you decide to come together? Was there a certain type of music that you wanted to perform, or just for fun? Or because you had to, and you might as well work with your friends?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of all of that, because last year when we were trying to pick a group, it came down to basically the fact that we were all good friends already.
Do you think that has a big impact on the way you perform?
I think it does, definitely, because it's a lot easier to perform when you're familiar with all the people who you are playing with.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Sure. Well, tell us what you're going to play first for us.
We are going to play the first movement of the Ravel String Quartet, which he wrote as, like, he submitted it to the Paris Conservatory to be judged, and it ended up getting rejected, and they hated it, and it created a big controversy at the time because there were the more modern people, like Debussy, who thought it was the greatest quartet ever.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the Paris Conservatory hated it. So he ended up being really ashamed of the piece, actually, for a while. But it's grown to be one of the most played quartets in the repertoire.
Why do you think the judges hated it?
I don't know. I mean, we, of course, all really like the piece. That's why we chose it. But I think at the time, there was a lot of stuff that he put into the piece, which was not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might have offended some of the people who were more used to the classical theory mm-hmm. of music.
Well, let's hear now the first movement from the String Quartet in F by Maurice Ravel, performed here on Introductions by the Marafiki String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard the first movement of the string quartet in F by Maurice Ravel, performed by the Murafiki String Quartet, a group of four teenagers from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, performing here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. And I now welcome to the group the violist, Matt Littman. Matt, that was a gorgeous performance. The composer wrote that you should play it gently, and I personally feel like I'm in a more gentle mood right now after having heard that. Do you feel different after that?
Yeah, I think we did it very well. I mean, that was the piece that we've been working on the longest since September. So
why have you been working on it the longest? Is it the hardest?
It was the first piece we started.
Okay, that's a good reason. It just has such beautiful flourishes of tempo and notes and also dynamics. Did that evolve, how you did that as you played it longer and longer?
Yeah, when we first started, our main concern was obviously to get the notes and get it together. But then we started thinking about how many different sounds we could make, because I think the piece has a lot of little flourishes that are completely different than, you know, just awesome sounds. And mm-hmm. It's almost like you're looking at like a Van Gogh when you're listening to this.
Yeah, you could hear it. Before we started that, you said that Ryan said that the Academy of Music in Paris, they hated it, but Debussy loved it. And you could hear it's kind of impressionistic.
Definitely.
And I could see you physically when you were performing that, you were moving with all of those flourishes. Is that something you all do on purpose, or did that just happen naturally?
It's all natural.
What advice did your coaches give you on that piece?
Our main coach for the Ravel was Matthias Taka, uh-huh. the second violinist of the Vermeer Quartet. And he was a big help in getting the different sounds and being really creative in the way we approached the piece. So.
Well, you're going to play another piece that has some flourishes, repetitive notes in it, and it's by Smetana. What are you going to perform for us?
We're going to be performing the first movement of Smetana's first string quartet, which is entitled From My Life. And this piece is kind of an autobiography in music of his life. And the first movement, it says in the score, depicts Smetana's love of art in his youth, his search for the imaginary, and the premonition of his approaching illness. And the piece starts with a big viola solo.
Oh, so that's why you're introducing it.
Yes.
Is this why you selected this piece?
This is why I submitted it
for consideration.
Yes, for consideration. Yes.
Well, here now, once again, is the Murafiki String Quartet. Now in the first movement of the String Quartet, number one, From My Life in E minor by Smetana. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the string quartet number one, From My Life in E minor by Smetana. We heard the first movement performed by the Marafiki String Quartet, a group of four teenagers from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Thank you all for that wonderful performance. Remember that you can listen to that again on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. And that's also where you can upload music and YouTube videos to audition to perform on this program. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear music by Philip Glass and Stacey Garup, performed again by the Marafiki String Quartet of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions, WFMT's weekly showcase of Chicago's finest young classical musicians. I'm David Polk. And if you're just joining us, our guests here in the Levin Performance Studio at WFMT is the Marafiki String Quartet of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy Program for Pre-College Classical Musicians. They chose the name Marafiki because it means friends in Swahili. And they are 18-year-old violinist Lydia Umlauf of Indiana, 17-year-old violinist Ryan Murphy of Maine South High School, 18-year-old violist Matthew Lippman of Crete Mani High School, and 18-year-old cellist Sonia Mantel of Carl Sandburg High School. They're coached by Desiree Rustrat and Matthias Taka, and in this half of the program, they have two works that I would say are pretty unusual for a young group, at least on this program. First, we'll hear Company for String Quartet by Philip Glass, and I welcome to the microphone Sonia Mantel, the cellist, to tell us why you chose this.
I don't think not a lot of us have played a lot of minimalist composers pieces before, and we just thought it'd be something different for us to like to try.
Sure.
And we really like it. I really like it.
So often, Sonia, when we hear music that seems simple at first, there's something deceptively difficult about it. Did that happen with this piece, Company?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you first see this piece, it looks like really easy, on the page. Like, it's a lot of things are repetitive and you repeat a lot of things, but people don't realize it's a lot harder than you think. And I think a lot of us can say that too. And it's
so how did it end up being different from your expectations? How was it harder?
Well, it says you have to just, for Glass especially, you have to keep a really consistent tempo. You can't lose it or speed up or anything. And we just try to not vibrate a lot. And a lot of us are really used to vibrating a lot and being really intense about it. But for Glass, you just need to have this really calm, classy.
So you have to tune down the vibrato for this piece.
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you all decide on music, on what you're going to play? Do you propose things and then vote on it? Is this a democracy or is it what is it like? How's that process?
Well, I mean, when we first got together, we both asked each other, okay, what pieces do we want to play? And I really wanted to play the Ravel and Matt wanted to play the Smetana. And all of us, we just put in our two cents about it and we all agreed what pieces to play. What?
Well, let's hear now some music by Philip Glass, the first on this program. We'll hear Company for String Quartet performed by the Marafiki String Quartet here on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was music by Philip Glass. We heard Company for String Quartet performed here in WFMT's Love and Performance Studio on Introductions by the Marafiki String Quartet, made up of students from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. And I now welcome to the microphone violinist Lydia Umlauf to the microphone. Lydia, we were talking before how music can be deceptively simple. Was there something that surprised you about that piece?
Yeah, actually, it was really hard to try to put together. It looks simple, but since it's so soft and it's kind of naked in a way, you have to really you have to be aware of the other players in your group, and you have to be able to start perfectly together and end perfectly together, and that was really difficult.
And also you just have to be so consistent, and then the dynamic range has a much greater significance, it seems, when the notes are all the same, or not the same but similar.
Right, yeah, exactly. That was something that, you know, our softs had to be really soft and our louds had to be really louds and really loud. So that was kind of hard, but it's hard not to play out. It's hard to kind of stifle
sure.
your playing and sort of, I don't know.
Stay back.
It's like all at a level.
Uh-huh. Well, you all seem to have a strong appetite for newer music, because next we're going to hear a piece that was commissioned just a few years ago by our friends at Music in the Loft in Chicago's West Loop for the Biava String Quartet. Tell us about this piece.
We will be playing String Quartet Number 2, Demons and Angels, by Stacey Garup. And we will be playing the third movement called Inner Demons.
So this piece has a very interesting story. Why don't you tell us what the significance is of the third movement?
The third movement is about, it's about a man. The whole quartet's about a man. And in the third movement, he's slowly going insane. So there's a lot of angst in the movement. And in the middle, there's a hymn called The Wayfaring Stranger, which is sort of him, I guess, reminiscing about when he was good and now he's becoming evil.
Mm-hmm. So we just heard something minimalist. Now we're hearing something that incorporates influences from
like
other
genres
of music. And you had the great privilege of meeting this composer, Stacey Garup, in a masterclass at the Music Institute. What was that like?
That was really awesome. It was for the Four Score Festival that they have, and it featured three female composers, modern composers. And that was part of the whole, like, it was like a three-day festival, and it was part of the whole thing. And so we got to meet her, and we played it for her, and I think she was really happy about our performance, and I think we played it in our own way, but we also played it the way that she wanted it played. And she wasn't really, she was specific about certain things, but other things she was like, play them how you would feel them to be played. And she was so nice and very, very knowledgeable. I mean, I was really impressed by, she was very quiet, but you could tell that she was just so knowledgeable about everything. So.
And what were your questions for the composer when you were given the chance to ask her?
My question was the last page at the very end. It's really tricky because I'm like right behind Ryan. We have the same part, but I'm half a beat behind him. And I was really confused about how to play that. And so she really helped us out with that part.
So what advice did she give you? What comments did she tell you about that part?
I think that was one of the parts where she said, if it's not perfectly together, it's fine, but just make sure you have the right character and the right the right chaos. Yeah.
So you probably always remember this piece now that you were able to meet the composer.
Yeah.
What a rare opportunity.
Yeah,
so
that was really neat.
I can't wait to hear it. This is the movement where the man in the story is losing his mind.
That's correct. Yeah,
and you must, slowly. Is this in your mind when you're playing this as well?
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's really angst-ridden and it's a perfect story. Like the music is written in such a way that you can totally see that happening. It's so clear.
Well, the Mirafiki String Quartet of the Music Institute will end now in the String Quartet number 2 called Demons and Angels. We're going to hear the third movement called Inner Demons by Stacey Garup here on Introductions. Thank you. We just heard the third movement of the string quartet number 2. The quartet is called Demons and Angels. That movement was called Inner Demons. It was composed by Stacy Garup for Music in the Loft. And we heard it performed by the Marafiki String Quartet of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy here in the Levin Performance Studio on WFMT on Introductions. And I welcome back to the microphone now violinist Lydia Umlauf. Lydia, that was such a fun piece to listen to. I felt like I was watching a movie in my head, from the circus waltzes to the static to the part in the middle where it just stops and then you could see the film speeding up again, and then the complete chaos at the end and you could hear the demons. This must have been so much fun to learn.
Yeah, it's my favorite piece of our repertoire this year that we've played. It's just so much fun to play, and it's really not nerve-wracking to play it, and so it's really nice to have something to play, to have like a lot of fun to play. And it's definitely a horror film. If it's a movie, it's definitely a horror.
Do you receive any special feedback from audiences when you play it in front of an audience?
Yeah, depending on what audience it is. If the audience is not familiar with classical music, usually it's like, oh my word, what is that? Actually, I had someone ask me, what's the difference between the emotional turmoil you feel in this piece and like heavy metal? Uh-huh. And I was really interested. I thought that was so interesting.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I didn't really know how to answer. I think it's kind of the same. It's just different style, but it's definitely the same idea and the same, like, I guess, hurt and angst and stuff in it. But
sure.
I don't know.
A very accessible piece of music to end on. A lot of fun. And all of you are seniors, so I imagine you'll be breaking up pretty soon and going off to school. Are you all going into music school?
Yeah.
So why don't we pass around the microphone? You could each tell us where you're going to school this month.
I will be going to Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, and I will study with Alex Carr.
This is Ryan Murphy, and I will be going to the University of Southern California to study with the violinist Midori and to study, hopefully, biochemistry also.
Wow, ambitious.
This is Matt Lippman, and I'll be going to the Juilliard School to study with Heidi Castleman and Misha Amory.
This is Sonia Mantel. I'm going to New England Conservatory, and I'm going to be studying with Natasha Brofsky.
Well, thank you all for joining us today on WFMT. You are all well on your way on your musical careers, and it was great to share it with us this hour for a little bit. And remember that you can listen to this program again on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. We also welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@WFMT.com. And we hope you'll find us on Facebook for the latest programming updates on your favorite radio station. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. The engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. We're going to end now with another contemporary piece of music that was performed on this program in 2008. It seems increasingly common for music students to include a newer work alongside more traditional repertoire on their recital programs, at least on this radio program. Here's cellist Benjamin Lash of Evanston, who was 18 at the time, performing Alone for Solo Cello by Italian composer Giovanni Salima in our Levin Performance Studio. He performed this piece at the very end of his solo cello program. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on 98.7 WFMT.
I'm going to end with Alone for Solo Cello by Giovanni Salima. My teacher first heard this piece in Italy a few years ago, and she knew immediately that I would love it. The beginning has a mysterious Middle Eastern quality, and technically, it has lots of double stops and left-hand pizzicato, which make it fun and also difficult. Thank you.
Thank you.